Tomas. Right there.
All right, good morning. Still in training camp mode for another day or so until we start thinking about getting on the plane and going up to Buffalo for our second game.
How long did it take you to break down the first team offense for Friday night? Obviously, you only have two plays to go through this.
Yeah, too bad that it worked out that way, but we're looking for more work this week, like Leslie's talked about, and keep working the preseason to get ready for Detroit.
On the interception Christian threw, what was your diagnosis?
Well, we had an issue there with protection, and Christian had a couple different options to throw to, either strong or weak, and shoot, it just got away from him a little bit, and when that happens, the receiver is always going to try to catch it. Sometimes it can turn into a tipped ball, which is a gift for the defense, so... So glad that it happened in August and not in January or February.
With the first unit offense, in these next 2 weeks, these next two games, what steps do you want to see them take? Obviously, a lot of guys working together for the first time. And...
Yeah, we want to gel. We want to get a rapport with one another, a comfort level, a rhythm. And we're doing that at practice, but it is different in the game. So we'll keep working in that direction so we can be real good by Detroit. That's the whole game is to... to get to Detroit healthy and in rhythm.
Bill, do you anticipate Adrian being able to play a little bit against the Bills this
season? Well, we haven't talked about our personnel yet. We will. We're still in training camp mode, but we'll have those meetings and then make a determination in those meetings.
Bill, what do you like from the likes of Stephen Burton and Jarius Wright? You know, I mean, they're still competing for spots, too, but they're getting a little bit to show what they can do during the preseason. What do you like so far of them?
We like what they're doing physically. We're not scheming these preseason games. We're really running our base offense, our system stuff, whether it applies to the Viking defense or the Buffalo defense or the Houston defense. And that gives us a chance to assess them physically. And physically, they're doing the job. They're getting separation. They're blocking when they're supposed to. They're catching the ball. And as Steven did the other night, even after the catch, he went above and beyond the call of duty and had a good run.
With the two tight ends that can catch the ball, what sort of describe the advantages that gives you as an offense?
You have a little bit more of a run threat when you got two tight ends out there, so it makes us more diverse, hopefully more difficult to defend. We've got some versatility in the tight end department on our team, and that helps us be both a threat to run it as well as to throw it.
Last year when John couldn't fulfill that role because of injury?
Well, we had to adapt. That's part of coaching. That's part of life, is being able to adapt and adjust, and we did. And then it was good to get John back there in September, but we definitely missed him in August.
Guys like that can catch two tight ends that big and say they're playing the nickel, I mean, does one guy get us, can't put two linebackers on those guys, right? I mean, does one typically get defended by a safety?
If they're playing man, you usually have their third corner, which is their nickel, and then the safety on the other guy. In zone, you can also try to exploit a linebacker out there in space if you can create that matchup.
Friday, did a lot of bright things. When you went back and looked at him overall, were there a few areas you'd critique and sort of zone in on to point out to him?
Yeah, there were mistakes made across the board, but there were also good things, and we try to really emphasize those, try to replicate the good ones, and get the other ones out of our system. So, but Cordell's doing a great job. It's tough to learn a whole new system in a short amount of time, and being a first-round draft pick, he's got demands on his time. He was sent out there to that rookie photo shoot in L.A. He missed a couple practices in June, but that just goes with the territory. And he's, to his credit, he's worked hard in the meetings and really grasped that split-end position.
What stood out to you Friday night? Obviously, his first time under the lights and made some plays.
Well, he was where he was supposed to be. The quarterbacks want to know that guy's going to be dependable, be at the right depth, come out at the right angle, and he was that way. You could see that. A bunch of passes that he caught, those balls were thrown early or anticipatory throws, and quarterbacks are starting to trust him.
When you see a guy like that come out of the gate on special teams and run it back and get the crowd behind him, you must love seeing that for a rookie, but what can it do, even though preseason for his confidence, that was the first thing that fans got to see from him?
Well, for a player, when you're out there in the preseason game, it's completely real. We've talked about that the record evaporates after August, but those games are real. Those guys are out there risking life and limb every time they step on the field, whether it's postseason, preseason, regular season. So confidence comes from demonstrated performance, and that's what he did Friday night. Thank you.